The reason it's so important is because Lindsey Graham is the living symbol of the old Republican Party, the Republican Party that did a lot, almost as much as the Democratic Party, to destroy the United States. And so if he is reelected next November, that will be a sign that actually the Democratic system doesn't work. Lindsey Graham's views are not popular. They are despised in the state of South Carolina. His views, if you were to disaggregate Lindsey Graham from what he believes and just poll Republican primary voters in South Carolina, do you agree with this? Lindsey Graham would be less popular than the Democrat because his views are repugnant to Republican voters and to Trump voters. Here is Lindsey Graham this last weekend.
He recognized Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Why? Because if you got a problem with that, take it up with God. He's the guy that did it, not Trump. So I just want to say, I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes.
So there are a couple of things to notice about this that really tell you everything you need to know about Lindsey Graham. First, he's defending Donald Trump. He's saying, not defending, Trump is probably pretty popular in the room, but he's saying, you know, remember, Trump's like a great president. Why is he great? Well, because he moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. What? I want to give you a second example. This is Lindsey Graham, who's from the very beginning been a staunch supporter of really one of the most brutal dictators, let's just say it out loud, in Europe in 80 years. And that would be Zelensky, the unelected dictator of Ukraine, who's basically devoting half of his life to extinguishing Christianity in Ukraine. All of us are supposed to ignore that, but it's actually happening, putting priests in jail, killing his political opponents, murdering critics. That's happening right now. Lindsey Graham, of course, loves him because he's doing a lot of killing the right people, as Lindsey put it. But here's Lindsey Graham talking to Prime Minister Zelensky about killing. Watch.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
The Russians are dying. It's the best money we've ever spent. Again, just encouraging you to think about what you're hearing for a second, because all of a sudden this is literally the guy who convinced John McCain to turn over the ridiculous Russiagate, the original Russiagate private investigator / intel agency files about Donald Trump, the P tape, and the rest, to turn that over to the FBI as if it was real. Lindsey Graham believed that the 2020 election, or the 2016 election, was controlled by Russia. There was never any evidence for that at all.